Okay, I'll explain that in a second too. Gosh, things go wrong at the last second. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, September 1st, 2011. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time. No, daylight time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought and dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. We invite you to join us on this program, calling toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You can send us your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I promise I shall respond to every single email, you know, whether I like it or not. And please, folks, your criticisms and your exceptions and your qualifications are accepted. This is a learning program. This is a learning program not for you, but for both of us. So please let me hear from you. You may also access this program through Blog Talk Radio. You go to blogtalkradio.com/Liberty Talk Radio. And there is call-in number is 646-652-4620. But you can still use the toll-free number if you wish, and it'll transfer over or trunk over. What did I say in the telephone industry? I also encourage you get educated on economic issues and go to Andy Sutton website, sutton-associates.net, sutton-associates.net. In his monthly newsletter and podcast, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website, but also can be accessed via iTunes and Twitter under @LibertyJoe. That's that @ Liberty Joe, for your listening convenience. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Folks, this is a crowded field. I know there are thousands of radio programs where back in the old days when I was young, there was maybe a half a dozen radio programs, and now there are virtually tens of thousands of programs. We are all competing for your ear. Now, I don't want to put anyone out of business, and I'm really not competing, but it is important that you take your own survey, listen to some of the programs, and see which ones are of value to you. If you find a program that is of value to you, then stick with it. And we do hope that you find Liberty Talk Radio of value. We may be going also on another streaming called Podbean, I think it's called. And we're going to start expanding. I certainly would love to get on an AM or FM station. I am getting really, I'm 68 and a half years old. Remember when you were a kid, you say, how old are you? I'm 3 and a half. Now I say I'm 68 and a half years old. I've reverted back. My mind is 15, going on 16, and I'm not making much progress, right? That's the way I feel about things. But I certainly would like to do something, and I'm almost at the point where if I cannot find some really good airtime on an AM or FM station, I'll buy one. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? No, I will buy a station so I can have... But the reason for that is it would not be so much for me. It would be a station for everyone. It would be a libertarian station, and we wouldn't do things like blocking Ron Paul out. In fact, we'd have Ron Paul on. And if he was unavailable, we would have one of his delegates speak for him. Talking about Ron Paul, Well, let me say one thing first. This, the purpose for this station is not entertainment. This is not something you come to because you have nothing better to do. I hope this is a learning experience. This is a learning experience for me because it forces me to do something I find very difficult. Think. I know, folks, you find that silly. It is not easy to think. Thinking requires a tremendous amount of work. That's the purpose of the station. To throw out an idea. To say, well, what's the logical solution? And please, folks, if you disagree, I want to know, because that's where we both learn. I especially want to hear from you if you disagree, because that makes me think even more. Our society has come to the point where we would rather be guided by distraction. I'll repeat that. Guided by distraction than think. In Castro's Cuba, now, the man was strategically brilliant. Couldn't execute a damn thing. That's why he had his brother do all his dirty work for him. Couldn't execute a thing. Surprised the guy found his way around the block. But strategically, the man was brilliant. And you have to give him credit for his brilliance in that regard. He was a front man. He gave people something to look up to. But although he took their rights away, what he did do, he made things like sports, activities like sports, free to the masses. And what was that? He knew that was a distraction. He knew that those sports represented him. So they say, oh, Castro, he gives us, like, go to the baseball game free of charge. Go there every day. Enjoy myself every day. Don't have a job. Starving to death. But I enjoyed the game. He was a master of distraction. And most dictators are. So we have to understand that what we are doing today is that we are being distracted. How are we being distracted? Television. We love the boob tube. We get on there and we actually parrot what we hear on television. Think about that. We parrot what we hear on television. Aldous Huxley would be amazed at the progress we've made. He would never have dreamt they would have gone this far. I ask intelligent, well-educated, middle-income, upper-income people a simple question at times. The answer I get is right from CNN or MSNBC or one of those stations. I mean, right from TV, with no thought whatsoever. If you, in fact, asked for a qualification, you don't get an explanation or logical reasoning. You get frustration, sometimes even anger, from people who are just very nice people. Like, what are you questioning me for? That's the way it is. Why do you make more of this than it is? It's very simple. And this is the nation we've become. I've heard Gerald Celente the other day on television, on radio. He was being interviewed, I believe it was King World News. That's a fabulous station. Go to King World News. They have all the interviews, the best people. I love going there. I play it all the time. Sometimes I play those things 2 and 3 times, the interviews. They're about 10 to 20 minutes each. And he said, you know, he mentioned that this thing on the East Coast. Yeah, it was a natural disaster. I'm not making light of that. I mean, people lost their homes. Whole towns were destroyed and flooded. But we're a bunch of weenies, he said. Instead of picking it up and saying, this is what we're going to do, all we did was whine about it. And he made a good point. He said, stop whining. He said, for a whole week, all we talked about, oh, the rains are coming, it's going to be awful, it's going to be this. Get up, do something. He said, we don't have a spine left. There's no more spine left in America. How could you disagree with that? It's really tough to disagree with that. We start a war. We invade another country. For no reason. We have no idea why. And then, you know what we do? We're proud that our sons enlist to go there and kill people. we're proud. But just think of the insanity, folks. I mean, if you went to an insane asylum, you couldn't get stuff like this. Behaving like this would not be tolerated. They'd write you off. They'd put you in solitary confinement. It's too gone. Too far gone. Too far gone. Can't help them. Goodbye. But yet, we take these nice young men and women, and we have to train them, force train them. It's like force feeding a baby or a dog. We force train them to learn to kill. And then we send them overseas to a country we can't even spell. We can't even find on the map. And it's a third world country that had nothing to do with us. And they go over there and they're given orders. They're obedient soldiers, obedient subjects of the state. They're obedient subjects of the state. Listen to that, folks. They're not soldiers. They're obedient subjects of the state. And they go there, and the commanding officers go over there and secure that area. That's, you know what secure that area means? Kill everyone in there. I've seen YouTubes of our soldiers going in an area, and the sergeant, the head of the group would call back and say, we're here, young children, you know, babies and women here. And the answer was, secure the area. But there's only some women and some young babies here. Secure the area. In other words, kill them! And then they come back with their mind demented. And guess what? We're proud of them. Not only are we proud of them, we can't wait for them to have kids so we can send their kids to the next war. Now, folks, someone's got to call in and tell me that there's something right with that. Then the question is, how do we solve the terrorist problem? I can give you the answer. It's simple. Stop sending our troops overseas killing people. When people see an aircraft carrier that's a mile long, that costs billions of dollars to make, it's nuclear, it's got the most high-tech airplanes with bombs that can obliterate a country, level it to the ground in a matter of minutes. What do you think those people see? Freedom? Oh, here they come? No, they see the Death Star. It's the Death Star. It's Darth Vader all over again. What do you think that movie was about? You think that movie was about science fiction? No, it was allegory. It was saying to the United States, this is who you are, wake up. And we are so stupid, the only thing we do is buy action figures and replay that in our heads and can't wait for our kids to grow up. So they can go there and they can kill some more people. Who the hell are we? When are we going to wake up? How could you say, how could anyone say, under those circumstances, I'm proud to be an American. I live in a conservative neighborhood. I mean conservative. It's disgusting. I mean, I'd say, if we went out and we, you know, killed a little old lady going shopping in the name of the flag or something, they'd be proud. That's a good idea. Nuke everybody. Folks, I don't know if you have detected this yet, but I'm really hacked off. I am really hacked off. And I have absolutely no optimistic things to say about this country. I have nothing positive to say about it. It is rotten to the core. Not the people, not the Constitution, not the form of government, nothing other than the people that we put in office. That's the only thing I'm talking about. And there are many, many good ones in there. And they're being crowded out. Many of them serve one term because they can't, in all good conscience, they can't serve. Because they know they're not serving. They realize that we're serving them. I would love to say that on a conservative radio program. Oh, the answer I would get would be, well, Mr. Cristiano, you obviously have a radical viewpoint of things. And that's the way they treat Ron Paul. I got to take a swig of coffee. So let's break for station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure Libertarian Talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We're live and we're hot. We'd love for you to hear from you. 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You can send us your comments anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Some of you that are listening to us from Blog Talk Radio, you'll notice there's a number up there. It says 646-652-4620. And that's the Blog Talk Radio number. If you dial that, that's fine. Or if you dial the toll-free number, it doesn't make any difference. You know, if you're on a cell phone, it doesn't make any difference. There's no long-distance charges on cell phones anyway, usually. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. You know, one plug I'd like to make, and I want to change. I'm going to make a U-turn. There's a band I would love for you guys to listen to. It's called RadioRadioBand.com. RadioRadio. Admittedly, my son is in that band. He's been playing now for like 25 years, and they finally have, and they play all original music, and I love for you guys to hear it. You know why? I'd love to get feedback on what you really think of his band. I think they really have something unique. They're not a garbage band, not just screamy bunch of kids. I mean, they're not kids anymore. They're in their 40s, you know, but they're really, really good. They look very young. They look like a teenage band, but they're young-looking guys. And they have some phenomenal original songs called Radio Radio. If you can listen to them on iTunes, I'd love to have some feedback. Okay, I took a break. I shouldn't have done that. That was very selfish of me. I'm just curious. You know, we are not any longer, folks, the land of the free. We are not the land of the free. Those people who say, we are free, I ain't going to have the federal government tell me what to do, you know, we consider them nutcakes. They're a nutcase, too. You know, these are people to be avoided. You know, maybe you'll say hello, you know, just hello, and you walk very quickly around them and avoid them like the plague. You see, these are true Americans. These are dissidents. These are people who are revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. They say, you want to take my gun? Fine, take it. And you know exactly what they mean. And they don't care if you're a state officer, a police officer, they don't care who you are. Take it. And this is the way we should be. The federal government should be so afraid of us as individuals. I mean, they would not even dare legislate anything. I mean, in fear that they leave the White House, we would mob them. We would kill them, you know. We'd say, hey, what'd you do? That's none of your business. Get out of here, you know. We're going to throw you out of office tomorrow. They should be, no, but we are frightened of them. People are out of work. Let me tell you two things that happened yesterday. Just two things to tell you something about our economy. And I'm going to get into guns for a second. I'm going to get into guns. I like guns. I'll be honest. I love guns. I know that a lot of people have to forget, oh, the guns are terrible. No, they're not terrible. Jerky, stupid people are terrible. People who don't think are terrible. People who abdicate all their rights are terrible. Slaves, people who enslave themselves are terrible. Not guns. Yesterday, I always ask, I love to talk about the economy. I can talk about the economy all day long. I read economic newspapers, the white papers, constantly. Some I don't understand because I never took economics, I mean, advanced economics in school. But I appreciate what they're saying. Yesterday, I go to my credit union. I said, you know, we're talking. I know them pretty well. Bring my dogs. I love to feed the dogs and all sorts of stuff. I said, how are things? They say, oh, fine. Not good enough for me. I said, fine. How's your delinquency rate? She looked at me, the gal in charge looked at me, and she said, oh, up. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, a little bit higher. Oh, it's okay. It was like, oh, up. Those are economic indicators to me. Now, we're in Tulsa. We're doing pretty well in Tulsa. We're an oil town, basically. That's the basis of our town, oil. So we're doing pretty well. Things aren't too good. You know, I'm always asking questions. I give each one of my employees, I know you're going to, this is nuts. I give each one of my employees, out of my own pocket, one silver dollar every month. One silver dollar every month. And a long story as to why I do that. But I do that because they won't, I know they won't do it. And if they're going to work for me, they're going to remain solvent. Because, and for a very selfish reason, anybody who's not insolvent and works for you, you got a problem. But I really didn't do it for that. It's because I knew they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't go on their own and do this. And they have to protect themselves. So I give it as a bonus every single month. Not a bonus, a little gift every month. And I give them bonuses. And by the way, I haven't taken a salary in almost a year. So I can give them bonuses. Don't want the money. I want my radio program, and I want people to call in, 888-773-4496. I want people to call in. That's all I want. So I go to the coin store to pick up the coins, and I got Kennedy halves, two Kennedy halves for each person, $1. So I asked the gal there, I said, Lou, I said, the place was jammed, absolutely jammed. I had to wait online. I've never seen a place like this. I mean, I've seen it like that before, but it was pretty jammed. I had to wait online. It had ropes where you walk around, you know, like the airlines, you know. I said, Lou. I said, hey, a lot of people buying. And she looked at me. She said, no, everyone's selling everything. What do you think they're selling for? You think they're watching the metals market and they're saying, oh, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to trade in, you know, my class ring and my bracelet and the gift that I got last Christmas because I had a good price for it? You think that's what they're doing? They all had people had jewelry. There are no coins, no money. No real money. They had jewelry, personal effects, folks. People don't sell personal effects. They never do. I have personal things I don't need. I never sell them. Why? Because it's my stuff, as George Carlin would say. It's my stuff. Don't touch my stuff. I would never sell it. But if I was desperate, I would. Let me repeat that. If I was desperate, I would. And I walked into this store, large place, and there must have been at least 8 people at the counter and many waiting online, desperate. Every one of them desperate. So I bought my coins for my employees, and I walked out, and I had a real funny feeling. I was the only person buying anything. What does that tell you about our economy, folks? Do you really need to read economic reports and whether or not factory orders are up higher than expected by 2.2%, by 0.02% or some stupid thing like that? And how they get it down to 0.01% or 0.1% is beyond me. They can't add. They don't know that we're $15 trillion in debt, actually $65 trillion. They can't add that, but they know it's 0.02%. Please, please. Oh, my goodness. You know, I want to talk about guns for a minute. This program's almost over. I haven't talked about guns yet. But I hope you're enjoying this. Please call 888-773-4496. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Now, come on, folks. Give me a call. And by the way, welcome Beijing, China. That's the second largest city that listens to my program. Beijing, China, folks. Not Dallas, Texas. Not Chicago, Illinois. Not Los Angeles. Not New York City. Not Atlanta, Georgia. Beijing. I know, I get statistics by state, by country. Beijing is number two to cappuccino. Cappuccino. I'm pronouncing it correctly. California. One of those high-tech places in California. They're number one. Close second, Beijing, China. Thank you, USA. You know why we don't listen to this program? We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear the truth. We want to know nothing. Nothing. Guns. Back in the old days, when I wasn't so smart, because now I'm absolutely brilliant, as everyone knows, or you can detect at least how brilliant I am. If someone says, oh, we should collect all the guns and gun control and reduce crime, I used to argue with them. Oh, no, 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 that would increase crime. You can't protect yourself. The police won't, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Now I go the exact opposite direction, folks. I want you to listen to this logic. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. But before I do that, we're going to stop for a little early station identification, because I want to go through this and I want to rant about this for 5 or 10 minutes, and I don't want to be late with my station identification. Just hold on 1 second. Don't go away.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We'd love for you to call in with any question. It could be any subject. Please interrupt me. Say, I want to ask you a question. Now, how do you get stains out of a white shirt? I don't care what you're doing. Just call in with a question, please. 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. I'd love to hear from you, especially if you disagree. You know, I mean, I get some really nice emails complimenting the program. And believe me, I sincerely appreciate those. And I need them once in a while, because it ain't easy. It's lonely out here, folks. So I'd love to hear those, too. Don't get me wrong. But really, if you disagree, please don't be shy. Now, let me tell you what I do with gun control. So when they say gun control, I said, I agree 100%. I agree. We should. I said, no, gun control. No, we should take all the guns away. We should take them all and put them through a meat grinder. Everyone. And they're shocked. People are shocked. You know, I love guns, okay? Love guns. Yes, that was a gun store. You know, because I have a rifle that's broken, you know, the ejector's broken on it, and they're trying to fix it and all that. And this guy was looking at AR-15. I don't have one. I'd love to have one. But anyway, I don't have any big, powerful rifles or anything like that, you know. But I say, yeah, we should get rid of all the guns. Get rid of them. No gun control, no registration. Get rid of all the guns. Now the progressives go back, they go nuts, they go, this guy's worse than I am. I said, yeah, I want to get rid of all the guns. Every gun, get rid of it. Collect them all. Confiscate all the guns, no more guns. Now how could a progressive possibly disagree with that? First of all, they don't think, they're nuts and they're stupid. The way they think is stupid. And here you are being more aggressive than they are. And you say, Joe, wait a minute. Well, what are you saying now? You're sprouting, you know, all this anti-gun stuff. I said, here, and let me tell you the way we got to do it. This is important. It's got to be done exactly this way, or the gun confiscation would be very ineffective. This is the way we do it, all right? The very first thing we do is that we ban all people, all criminals, all gangs, you know, all people who are under, you know, all the bad people, their guns go first. There's all the drug lords, you know, all the gangs, all criminals. Oh, and all the people in prison get their guns too. I'm not talking about the guards. I'm talking about the inmates, you know. So once you get all of the guns out of the hands of all of the crooks, the bad people, you know, the people importing drugs, all of those people, you get rid of all those guns. Destroy, put them through one of these grinders, you know, chop it up for scrap metal, right? Then you go to the next tier, right? Now, at this point, you know, they know where I'm coming from. They know there's no way that the bad people, the people who use guns and the ones that are responsible for the highest number of gun-related deaths in America, all right? Those are the ones that are reliable. Because when they say, well, you know, 455 people were killed last year with guns. Yeah, they don't tell you. They're all drug-related. They don't tell you that. You know, it wasn't me shooting somebody. It wasn't somebody, my neighbor, shooting me. You know, it was drug-related. They don't tell you that. They say, oh, so we got to take Joe's gun away. Look how dangerous guns are. I said, so we got to get... Now, once we are assured that all the bad guys, however you want to define it, I think we should be very strict. I mean, anything could be a bad guy. But first we go, and we start. We say, first all the drug lords, you know, then all the gangs and all this, and all the mobsters, and organized crime. Now, within organized crime, folks, this is important. You have to understand this. Within organized crime, all right, we have to include the government. Government is organized crime. No difference about it, all right? So anybody who has a gun that's protecting these gangsters in Washington, their guns get taken away. Now, since you got all the bad guys' guns taken away, right? They don't need guns. So everybody, all the politicians, all their guns are taken away. All their bodyguards. Now, they're going to have bodyguards. They're going to have 40 bodyguards around them. They're going to have so many bodyguards. If you shot a bullet, it hit 14 people before it hit them. Right? Have as many bodyguards as you have. Provided I don't pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. They pay for it out of their own pocket. Not my pocket. Not the government pocket. That's my pocket. Right? So you get all those guns away. Right? And then after that, oh, of course, you know, I got to include the illegal aliens. You know, everybody who's an illegal alien, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean, their guns get taken away. That's category number three. Now, I take the illegal aliens third because they really don't pose much threat. The drug lords pose a threat, but only to themselves. The mobsters in Washington, they pose a threat, but to me, to you. So they come second. See, I'm self-protecting people first. I'm very compassionate. You know that. I'm a compassionate guy. And then third, all right, you know where we're going. Now, after we get all those guns, and you can categorize many other groups, then you can come down to people like lunatics. Anybody who is a lunatic. You know, people whose mind is screwed up, you know, who walking around, you know, who most likely would go to school, you know. Then you take their guns away, and then eventually you filter down, and then I will be more than happy to surrender my guns. More than happy, I would walk over there and thank the person. Thank you for making this a safe society. Thank you. God bless you. The only thing I have left is a BB gun that I use for target practice. That I'll be able to keep. Now, what do you think happens there? What do you think? What do you think the answer is? You can't do that. Why not? Well, you can't get the guns from all the bad people. Why not? Well, they won't give them up, and that's what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to do that for over 50 years, and it hasn't worked. I said, all right, so what's the solution? If you want to ban guns from... You see how you put them in a box? They can't say, well, we just want the people who are protecting themselves, who are upstanding citizens, to surrender their guns while keeping the guns in the hands of the criminal element that use the guns and are responsible for all of the... that most of a majority of all of the murders and mishaps because of firearms. We've been fighting this argument all wrong. Absolutely all wrong. And by the way, I started to say something. You know, we used to be land of the free. We're the land of the afraid and the regulated. And this plays into that hand. It plays into the hand beautifully. I said, hey, listen, we are the land of the afraid and the regulated. I'm offering you ultimate regulation. Destroy every gun. Oh, and I said, but wait a minute. Wait. I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. But then we must take the guns away from the military because the military kill more people than any place else. All the military can. All the military guns are taken away. See, there's going to be no guns at all. You see, it's not good. It's not good. I'm going to go back to the first part of my program. It is not good. It's, not acceptable, unacceptable, that's the word, unacceptable for some person here, for a gang member here, to shoot somebody else in another gang. That's bad. Although they both belong to a gang and they're both bad, if you will. But it's okay if somebody who wears a U.S. uniform belongs to that gang, goes 7,000 miles away on the other side of the world where we can't see it, we're not aware of it, we don't know anything, and they go there and they kill innocent men and women and children. You see what I mean, folks? Are you with me? The military has become a mob, a gang. There should be no military. You know who the military is, folks? All right? Are you ready to know who the military is? It's you and me. That's the way it was intended to be. Militia. All militia means is people protecting themselves. Doesn't mean these crazy guys in the backwoods sitting up on trees knocking people off for no reason. That's all storybook crap. I am the militia. You are the militia. We own guns. Now just think, we have 330 million people here. Everybody owns a gun. Everybody. Okay? Let's assume someone invaded us. I don't know how they would invade us. I don't know why they would. There would be no physical invasion anymore. It would be a cyber attack or something like that. But let's say they invade us. How many troops can land? 100,000? There's 300 million guns facing the 100,000. What do you think the odds are? Like the Japanese says, we would never invade the mainland of the United States because those people own too many guns. You see, we have no one to be afraid of. Absolutely no one. Other than an abusive federal government. And we should fear that to holy hell. We should fear that, folks. That's our downfall. And forget about all this progressive crap. Like, oh, we got to live in a happy society. We help one another. Yes, we do help one another. You know, it's amazing. The other day I went through my checkbook, just looking for a check. And, you know, I hate progressive people. And I hate progressive. I feel sorry for them. They're so damn demented, they have no idea what they're talking about. Literally demented idiots. And here, I'd say more than 50% of the checks that I send out are voluntary. Now, none of them are for $50,000, a large amount of money. But $10, $20, $30, $50, $100. All charitable organizations. No one's forcing me. I cannot give to any of these organizations. I just do it. Oh, and please spare me. Oh, you're doing it for a tax deduction. I don't even think of that. I don't give a damn. Now, I do save them because it does reduce my taxes because I pay up the nose for taxes. But I don't do it for that reason. I don't give to any large organizations anymore except for one. And I'm not even sure. I always feel funny because large organizations bother me. There's too much bureaucracy, and you never know where the money goes to. One I heard was pretty good was Doctors Without Borders, you know? And, they say, if you send so much money, they buy X penicillin for the, kids in Africa, whatever. So I send it. And maybe I'm a softy. But I sympathize. It bothers me. But it's voluntary. I read somewhere where we gave last year something like $304 billion in charity in the United States. Voluntarily, $304 billion. That's more than the gross domestic product of many nations. But the progressives would say, if the government doesn't take it, no one would give it, everyone would starve. Because they're idiots. They're absolute, absolute, absolute idiots. Folks, we only have about 4 minutes or something like that to go. Ron Paul, I want to make one comment that I was proud of myself. Very rare, but I was proud of myself. Ron Paul was being interviewed on NPR radio. Very rare. And they were actually somewhat respectful to him, which surprised the hell out of me. And one person called in and said, well, if you didn't have government, what about, you know, the environment? The, you know, people would just do whatever. And I thought to myself, if you want to protect the environment, protect the owner's property rights. And I said, I wonder if that's going to be his answer. And that was exactly his answer. Property rights. Enforce the property rights. Right now, we don't, because we go to the EPA, another failed organization that costs billions of dollars every year, billions, and have nothing to show for it. Folks, we're at the end of our program. I would certainly love to hear from you. I would love to hear from my listeners from Beijing, China, or Asia, especially. You'll have to write in English because I do not understand any other language. I am very, very narrow-minded, I guess. We have, in the next few weeks, I have about six people, guests, lined up. And I have been working on my program. There's certain things that really still need to be fixed to fine-tune it, and I'd like to expand it. And I'd like to do that before I have these guests on. Some of them are pretty heavy-duty. For example, Dr. Adrian Moore from Reason Magazine has asked to be on my program. I would love to have him. I said, absolutely. Just give me a couple of weeks, maybe September, October time frame. But we have some real heavy-duty hitters coming in, and I just can't wait to listen to these guys. Paul Jacobs from Citizens in Charge, who writes the Common Sense Daily on the internet. Phenomenal person. Absolutely phenomenal. But the guy's a saint, you know. I'd love to be on your program again. I had him a couple of years ago. And several other people, a couple of authors. And we have tons of people, not tons, we have about six or seven people lined up for programs. One reason why I don't do it all the time is because I'd like to take this opportunity to rant. I love to rant because it helps lower my blood pressure. But I do it because to me, this is a lesson for you. And if it's not, please write me back and tell me where it isn't, and then it's a lesson for me. This is a two-way street. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm giving you a perspective. I'd love to hear your perspective. We will both learn. We have got to get out of this smarter than we are, okay? And I think with that, we will close this program. We'll be back either Wednesday night next week or Thursday morning, depending if I'm broadcasting or if I have a guest. It'll probably be Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock daylight time. Okay, and let's see. Here we go. This is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Rant Shakers Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Rant Shakers Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for your hearing needs. We'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, allowing it, an easy way, allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. That takes effort, folks. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands, but with that freedom comes responsibility. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign in his head that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well.